Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, we're going to be talking about right here, so important that, Bill Gates, with the Bill Gates Foundation, that they're going on helping people become healthier. As a matter of one particular nation is 10% less likely to die because of the organization, because they're dealing with disease and just malaria and different things. It's just wonderful. So people started coming reportedly to Bill Gates concerned that people shouldn't live that long. They were concerned about overpopulation. And it's like, what do you mean? You can be healthy, but our nation can't be healthy.
Right.
But the thing about he discovered, which is pretty interesting, he said, don't worry about it, because the healthier and really the more blessed people are, they live better, they're a little bit more sanitary conditions, they're more educated, the more blessed you are, the less likely you're to have children. Mm. And we're going to take a look at that now. This is Bill Gates.
In this year's annual letter, Melinda and I take the toughest questions we get asked and give our answers. One that's come up for a long time is, as we make the world healthier, is the population going to get so big that feeding everybody and maintaining the environment is going to be impossible? Here we can see a chart that looks at the total world population over the last several hundred years. And at first glance, this is a bit scary. We go from less than a billion in 1800, and then 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.4 billion where we are today is happening even faster. So Melinda and I wondered whether providing new medicines and keeping children alive, would that create more of a population problem? What we found out is that as health improves, families choose to have less children. And this effect is very, very dramatic. We find that in every country of the world, this is repeated. The population growth goes down as we improve health. So we've taken that chart that shows the global population growth, and we've actually extended it out all the way to 2100. And we can see that instead of continuing, it actually flattens out. Another way to see that is through this rate of population growth. And you can see that in the 60s, that reached a pretty high number, over 2% per year, and it's now come way, way down. Now, 11 billion people, still a lot, but the good news is that the faster we improve health, the faster family size goes down, and so we can feel great about saving those lives.
Isn't it amazing when people get healthier and get more blessed and we have all this stuff and all this technology, we choose not to reproduce, not to have children, not to marry. And you think about this, I'm looking at this graph right here that you can see. This is like the 1960s during the baby boom situation where people are coming back from the war and having all their children. It immediately dropped off, and that can line up right there with Roe versus Wade when all of a sudden when they passed the abortion law in America that said, you know, once America starts doing something, it spreads around the entire world.
Yeah.
And they started legalizing the killing of children. And so you're looking at, with success, with a blessing, with technology, that they're saying is, don't worry about it, because they'll be so much of a lover of themselves that they won't even think about their children anymore. I mean, that's what, in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of pleasure, lovers of stimulated technology that doesn't have anything to do with another human being. Can you believe that? If you called us before the commercial about, you know, what's taking place, it's just amazing that, you know, the more blessed that we are, the less children that we have. And it makes me think of what's happening in Japan. Japan, you got to have 2.1 children per family.
Per family.
To be able to survive. In other words, your nation to be around.
So you can keep having the population growth.
You won't even have a nation anymore.
No.
It takes 2.1 to maintain America as America per children. Well, Japan, it takes 2.1 for Japan to maintain their culture and their people. And they're under, they not only not have 2.1 births, they actually are under by 300,000.
Right.
As a matter of fact, John, can you put up this graph that we just saw about, you know, the more blessed this is the graph that we're just talking about. And you're looking at what took place in the 1960s right there. Everything started dropping. We were at 2.1, something like that percent, 2.3. and now we've dropped down dramatically, which we're not at a birth rate as America to be able to maintain our...
In fact, the only that's keeping America at the 2.1 level are those that are immigrating, and they say predominantly that's from people coming from Mexico.
Right.
Had it not been for them, America wouldn't be populating at the rate it should be.
And it's so important. Legal immigration is wonderful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The lineup coming in, you know, there's plenty of opportunities. The American dream is here. And many people have come over, and families that come over through, everybody came over at some point. And that actually is part of it too. But also, we're supposed to have children.
Have babies, have children.
Have children, you know.
This is what's happening in Japan. They're saying the population is shrinking for the first time since the government started keeping track more than a century ago. There were fewer than 1 million births last year as the country's population fell below 300,000 people.
So they fell below. Their numbers are going down.
Big time.
And there's 2030, I think they're saying they won't even survive it. Because they have the older population, a small younger population.
No tax base.
They can't afford it.
No, you know, intelligence and no intellectual property.
Right.
These companies, it's a dangerous thing.
It really is.
Wow.
And so you're looking at, what are they telling them to do?
Well, what they're saying now is that they're trying to find blame as to why this is happening. One theory is that the young people are not having enough sex.
Right.
The other theory is that the women in Japan have chose a career versus having, you know, families, having babies at home.
And so you're looking at choosing money,
you
know, over family. And family's falling apart because we're choosing money over family. Family's really worth it, no matter what anybody tells you. It's God's plan. You know, finding that right person that's going to, you know, be in your life and that they love God too. And that they're going to honor God in the context of that it could be a beautiful thing.
Remember, we had a conversation with someone we knew who said, I'm not ready to have children. I'm just too selfish.
Yeah.
And a little while longer, they had some children. And now this person that told us this, and they're so just, you know, they love their children so much and they're enjoying family. But at that period in time, they were not going to have any children.
Yeah, we want to hear from you on that. You know, what are you thinking about this, where you're seeing the nation's population, we're not having enough children, you know, to be able to maintain America, according to these statistics. You know, we're not having enough, Japan's not having enough children. And what we're seeing is, some people's idea was, well, let's just migrate the whole world to the countries that we need lower population, like Germany and other ones.
Yeah.
But the reality is, that's important. You still can't maintain your nation if you do that. That the people that come to your nation, hate your constitution, they hate the people in the country. And so it's like immigration is totally wonderful, but the truth is we got to rediscover family.
Yeah.
You know, we think about, I think it's the Hispanic people are the healthiest, less suicidal, family-oriented, all the things that they do. And I think a revival is coming, being brought to America through the Hispanic Christians that are here,
some
of the words that we heard. But we want to hear from you. Comment below, write to us, email us, you know, if you have an area to comment, just email us. You know, what are your thoughts on that? What are your ideas on that? And how can you encourage young couples that are struggling?
That's important.
Some of the things that you can do, you can say, listen, you know, I'm going to be here for you. I know that you guys are going through some tough times. I will keep your child for you. If you have the child, you know, I will take care of your child. You think, what's that? That's just babysitting. That's not babysitting. It's enabling that couple to have children, knowing that they still can provide for the family and they have community coming around
that child.
Something that simple, John.
Oh, yeah.
Of just helping, you know, take my child. You
please,
know,
yeah, please, help just for us a while. Out.
Can I love us? Them, but can you just hold them? I mean, mothers need help.
Oh, yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.